Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, your phone calls, news, and more, and a flashback of the White House condemning Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper that was attacked yesterday in Paris. Now they're praising it. This from the White House that arrested the maker of the film, critical of the Prophet Muhammad. Talk about playing both sides of the fence. Right now, let's go to Victor in China, then Alan, Matthew, Tom, Karen, and others. Victor, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex.
How are you, brother? Good.
So, you know, I saw a photo online on Getty Images of a shell casing from the attack in Paris. I can't get a high enough resolution photo of it. I was wondering if you guys would be able to have a look at that and see what kind of round that really was.
Well, it looked like they were using 7.6239 or Warsaw ammo that's used in the Kalashnikov.
Yeah, there's actually a photo of a shell casing on the ground next to a police bicycle that got hit by a car. The bicycle kind of crumpled, and there's a chalked out circle around a shell casing on the ground. I can't get a big enough resolution picture of it. I'm sure there's...
Yeah, I don't have that photo in front of me, but, you know, it might be a police officer's casing as well. Does it look like a rifle casing?
I can't tell. It doesn't look like a 7.62 rifle casing.
Well, you know, the police were in a shootout with them, so it's not what I believe the French police basically use, something like a 9mm, but I'd have to check. Are you bringing this up just as a point of investigation?
Yeah, well, you know, otherwise I'm just calling, you know, I used to live in Paris, and now I live in Beijing, China. And I was just talking to some of my Chinese and French friends about this, and I seem to have the outlier opinion here. And I have been called like a conspiracy theorist because I keep telling everybody you have to look at Operation Gladio before you start talking about what happened at Charlie Hebdo.
Well, that's right. Jakari Jackson covered that last night and did a great job on the nightly news when I watched it, getting into the fact that there were stay-behind networks in Europe by NATO to stage terror attacks to blame on their political enemies. And that's been partially declassified in Italy and in France, as well as the United States. I made a film about it that I mentioned earlier, Terror Storm, but I'm glad you raised that. Great points, Victor, there in China. Let's talk to Alan in Florida. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Kurt Richard Haskell, who was a passenger on the Underwear Bomber flight, and he's been on your show, posted last night on his Facebook page a breakdown of all the reasons he thinks that this Paris operation was a false flag. He goes through all the reasons.
Well, he's a smart lawyer. We ought to try to get him on tomorrow to get his take on why he thinks that, because I respect Kurt Haskell.
I tried to share his Facebook post about an hour ago and was blocked by Facebook. I went ahead and copied his Facebook post and emailed it to you at Showtips.
Sure, you're talking about Richard Haskell. Guys, he's a credible person. He and his wife are lawyers, successful lawyers. They caught the government getting the underwear bomber on the plane. It was confirmed a month and a half later on C-SPAN by Congress in testimony. So I want to take his blog post, since it's getting censored, because I know Facebook does that, and I want to post it in full with the headline that he has on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What is the current headline he has on that?
The post is, he just starts by saying, I have to comment about the Paris attack this morning.
All right, I would just say terrorist survivors, questions a Paris shooting, or Kurt Haskell, or terror survivor questions Paris attack narrative, something like that. And then we'll get him on the broadcast. Thanks for bringing that up. Matthew, Tom, everybody stay there.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Decided to temporarily close their embassies and schools in several Muslim countries after a satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo published cartoons mocking the Prophet Muhammad. Is the White House concerned that those cartoons might further fan the flames in the region?
Well, we are aware that a French magazine published cartoons bring a figure resembling the Prophet Muhammad, and obviously we have questions about the judgment of publishing something like this. We know that these images will be deeply offensive to many and have the potential to be inflammatory. But we've spoken repeatedly about the importance of upholding the freedom of expression that is enshrined in our Constitution. In other words, we don't question the right of something like this to be published. We just question the judgment behind the decision to publish it. And I think that's our view about the video that was produced in this country and has caused so much offense in the Muslim world. Now, it has to be said, and I'll say it again, that no matter how offensive something like this is, it is not in any way justification for violence. Not in any way justification for violence.
That's Carney back in 2012 when they were trying to blame unrest all over the world, not on food prices going up. That's the main indicator, most sociologists believe. It's well known. In countries where you spend half your money or more a discretionary income on food, when food prices go up, unrest goes up. That's what caused the destabilization, the Arab Spring that we've seen the last 5 years. And you go back 3 years ago to 2012, it was just an excuse. Oh, there's a magazine in Paris. Oh, somebody made a video making fun of the Prophet Muhammad. Let's go burn down and blow up some churches. It's an excuse to carry out violence, and the White House was basically condemning the cartoon then. Now Obama, as you know, has come out and basically defended the publication, condemned the Paris shootings. Kerry's talked about how they had courage. So of all the other major talking heads that had been there criticizing free speech. Now, if you go to Infowars.com, here's some of the headlines. Paris shooting, official story keeps changing by the second. Very important rundown in that video report by Jakari Jackson. 15 cartoons from artists responding to Paris shooting. You've got to go look at these on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. The first one shows a person in a T-shirt with the name Charlie Hebdo on it with the head cut off. But rising like the phoenix, a big tongue is sticking out of the neck where the head's been chopped off, basically saying that the phoenix will rise again. My favorite one is the image of three pencils, three red pencils. One on top says yesterday, it's an unbroken pencil. Today, a broken pencil. Tomorrow, they sharpen the other end, the broken part, and so now you have two pencils. Actually, you could sharpen the other broken side and have three pencils. But it shows how you attack free press, you attack liberty. Generally, in almost every case, it produces more resistance. That's why they haven't killed me. That's why they haven't completely set me up, though they've tried a few times, because they understand that it will only cause more people to focus on what I've covered here on air. That's the power of the First Amendment. That's why the pen is mightier than the sword. There's a bunch of other powerful cartoons as well defending free speech worldwide, not just the First Amendment here in this constitutional republic. And regardless of what's behind this, whether it's a false flag or not, and I don't know, whether it's totally staged and they killed a couple of patsies and some unnamed group did this to get more defense contract spending or to invade Yemen or whatever the case may be, the West did fund ISIS, known as Al-Qaeda, for 4.5 years. They did give them the training and the weapons. ISIS did call days before this attack for attacks in Paris. And so that's a false flag. Even if it was real, the mothership that launched this attack was built by the globalist on record. And as I predicted, shooting attacks in Europe, shooting attacks in the U.S., airliners to be shot down. Now they're saying get ready for that to happen. You can see this scripted. Only because the system thinks we're so stupid and won't remember that our own power structure helped reconstitute Al-Qaeda. And when the military got upset 2 years ago and refused to invade Syria with ground troops and air bombardment, and the military went public and said, this is Al-Qaeda, they changed the name to confuse the public and the military. It has not worked. So the good news is the military does know the players. They do understand what's going on. They are not compartmentalized. They are not stupid. And they're hopping mad. Let's go ahead and race through your phone calls. Matthew and then Tom, Phyllis, Aaron, Joan. When you hear me hang up on somebody, that's your chance to call in 800-259-9231. And just give me your point. I'm going to move the next person. I want to go to a lot of people. Matthew in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller. What I'm calling reference to is actually quite a few things you just touched on with the, all, pointing to false flags. You're saying not sure, not yet. But with the second call, I think it was Victor. You mentioned the 7.62 millimeter. Now, the whole thing, I keep looking about it, that video when I saw it, and I saw it this morning, too, on YouTube at Jakari Jackson, where they're showing the reels going through. You can see that the gunman, as he went by, it really, really appears clearly that he lifted the rifle really quickly and shot the ground. And you can see the ground hitting with the smoke coming up. Now, to reference like a headshot, I would have to say, look at John F. Kennedy. His own wife turned around and started picking up his brains and his skull fragments as he was still rocking around. We don't see that with this headshot shooting.
No, I hear you, but it depends where a bullet goes in. I mean, I've shot wild hogs, deer, elk, you name it, in the head, and sometimes it goes clean through and it runs 100 yards. Other times it blows the whole side of the head off. I mean, I shot a hog one time, and about 60% of its head blew off. The entire side and part of the front all blew out. No blood, almost no blood. Everything just emptied out, like unzipped its head. I've shot a wild hog before, and the bullet goes right through it. And I use a hog example because they've got bigger skulls like humans. It looks like he fires a couple times. One time hits the ground, the other hits him in the head. But, I mean, look, the government's been caught staging stuff, so I don't blame people for questioning this and saying it may be fake. I just don't see the evidence yet. The minute we see it, if it comes out, we will go there. But again, it's provocateur in that they set up ISIS to begin with and then turned them loose. Doesn't mean Western governments run them completely. It's the analogy of dumping 100 black widows in your neighbor's bed. You didn't order the black widows to bite them. There's a good chance that the black widows are going to hide under the bed, and some of them are going to come out in the night, and you're going to roll over on one, and it's going to bite you. So they turn loose enough black widows, you're going to have a problem. Anything else, Matthew?
No, well, just the last reference we just said there, I totally agree with you, too, and it's just how it just came out, too. It's just earlier this month as it was coming out of Iraq, the Iraqi officials, too, are claiming, U.S., you're still dropping supplies to ISIS. You're still dropping supplies.
Yeah, that's in mainstream news that the Iraqi president and others are saying, oh, you did another airdrops to al-Qaeda by accident, right? To ISIS. I mean, it's ridiculous. Thanks for calling. Yeah, because our own military is getting mad about giving weapons to al-Qaeda, they now tell them, drop weapons in this grid, and then it's turning out it's ISIS and al-Qaeda. I mean, it's sick, folks. It's sick. Then al-Qaeda attacks us, then the government gets to grandstand and take our freedom. It's a very simple equation. Tom in New Mexico, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Alex, this is, let me just make a comment on the ballistics. This is not what I call for. I have very other interesting anomalies, I'd like to put in front of you.
Sure, go ahead.
Just as far as the ballistics, if you listen to the soundtrack, there are three shots, five shots from an obviously different caliber, and then the coup de grace. And, it's really hard to see, but they both look like AKs. However, there are two different kinds of AKs. One's an AK-47, which shoots the 7.69x40x39. And the Soviets also have a smaller one comparable to the M4. It's even lighter than an M4. It's a 5.45x39. It's a hot little round, but it's, because I was taken by the fact that when he made the shot, there was absolutely no recoil. I said, there's something wrong there. But if you've ever fired an AK-47, you keep getting a little bit of kick. But
in my experience, it has a low kick if you just hold the gun hard. I mean, sure, a lot of folks hold a gun light, so there's going to be recoil. If you just hold a gun hard, and that's not a technical term, but that's how I hold a gun, but I don't know. I mean, I hand fire 50 calibers and don't think there's any kick compared to most guns. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, what's your gut tell you about this whole thing? I mean, looking at it, it looks like it's a couple wannabe jihadis trying to be famous who'd gotten some training. But the system lies so much, who knows?
Not what it calls in for. The AK-74. at 5 feet is going to punch a very tiny little hole. And I agree with you, there doesn't need to be a large pool of blood. I just want to make a comment. This is what I call for, though.
Stay there. We're going to have you finish up, Tom. Real quickly when we come back. Then Aaron. Then Phyllis, Joan, Jeff, and others. First-time callers, I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You can say what you want about this broadcast. Alex Jones here, back live. We have a lot of hardcore guests on the transmission. One of them is Ahmad Salam. He'll be with us for his Virgin Voyage with the InfoWar in the third hour today.
He was the FBI informant, the Egyptian CIA asset, who exposed the false flag, tried to stop it, and was successful in recording and proving that the FBI basically allowed it to go forward. He was able to tape them ordering him to basically let it go forward. He knew it was a setup and tried to stop it and exposed it. He will be joining us today. He wrote the book Undercover. We'll go back over those New York Times articles and more to understand how, when I say something's an inside job, in most cases it doesn't mean Barack Obama is sitting there like Wile E. Coyote with the detonator plunger pushing down, blowing something up. It means they just wind up crazies, open the door, and allow them to attack. But in some cases, they like to have deniability. They'll use private criminal merc groups who'll then kill a patsy and frame them. So there's layer after layer to separate it. You want to understand how this works? There's a lot of historical examples. I've made films covering it. But a great fiction movie is Mark Wahlberg's, which he was involved in making. Really respect him as a director. The Shooter. You want to see how they do a false flag? That it's incredibly accurate, and what government's really run by, these combine groups within government, watch that movie. I own no stock in it. I got to watch that movie again. I got shook up. I didn't see that in the theater. I saw it the year after it came out on the treadmill, watched it on DVD years ago, and it's just so accurate. I mean, that is exactly the stuff they pull. You want to know how it's done? That's it. So it's not corporations, it's not government, it's not, it's networks within at key points that'll hire a merc group who'll then go out and recruit the patsies who are the idiots. And then, I mean, if this is a false flag, that's probably what it is, and these guys were dead a long time ago. But we'll never know. That's the problem. It's kind of like all the callers calling in, obsessing after one caller called in about, were those AKs 7.6239, or I don't see a recoil? And it's who knows, folks? We'll never know. I know our government and others helped set up the jihadis that are now running wild in the Middle East. That's the big enchilada. That's what's admitted. We force that out in the open. So no matter where it comes from, our governments are illegitimate to stand to gain from it at the expense of our liberty. I'm sick of it. Excuse me, I'm ranting. Tom in New Mexico, finish up, sorry.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be rude. It's just I've been doing this for a long time.
No, you're not rude. I was talking about the caller bringing something up and how it becomes a chain reaction, obsessing over the caliber of the gun, while the elephant in the room is our government openly created Al-Qaeda. Go ahead.
Well, I've been doing this a long time, and you first have to establish what happened before you try to figure out who and why. And I'm going to present you some facts. And you can do with them.
Okay, enough preface, brother. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
Okay. These guys were originally bombed November 2nd, 2011. When I first researched this, which you got to do, in the first hour. When I first researched, I could find the address. I forgot the address. I know the numbers are 6-2. They moved from there. Their own website gave a new address of 35 Rue Cherpolletet, Cherpollet, and they even provide a picture. You can go to Google Maps. You can find that location.
You're talking about the newspaper over in France.
Yes, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you get from here to there? Allegedly, the shooting happens at 10 Rue Nicolas, I'll kill the French, Eppert. Now, I don't know how they get there, but you can go to Google Earth on that, take a look at it. And what's very interesting, when you look at that address and you get down the street view, there are two police nationales sitting out there, obviously just hanging out, which I thought was kind of interesting. But where the shooting allegedly took place, and the reason I could run this down is there was a sign, Citadine Hotel, which is 37, I hope somebody's writing this down, 37...
It's being recorded, Boulevard. Millions are listening, just get to it, please.
37 Boulevard Richard Lenore. That's where the ambulances are set up. Now, that is two blocks north, one block west of where the shooting takes place, 500 feet. Why in the heck are they gurneying people 500 feet to the triage, which is way away. It just makes no sense at all. And one other thing, the cop was shot about a third of a mile away from that location. Now, I can give you...
We're going to investigate it. I appreciate your call. I'm going to just rampage through calls when we come back. We'll look into that. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for...
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you. I need you. I want you to be my tonight. You need me. Tease me. Use you up and throw you away.
The silent killer, high fructose corn syrup, is being removed from products all over the country and the world. It's being taken out of thousands of products, from Heinz ketchup to Hershey's chocolate bars. So the industry's striking back, just changing the name of it. I've mentioned that some. We have a special report with Anthony Gucciardi coming up. I want to get to a bunch of calls right now ahead of our guests joining us. Aaron in Washington, thanks for holding. You're on the air. What's your take on the shooting in France? False flag or not, we know ISIS has been set up and protected as the new Al-Qaeda by the West. What do you make of it?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My gut instinct tells me Operation Northwood style or Operation Gladio style patsies. In contrast, correction, it's not Washington, it's FEMA Region 10. Yesterday in the Shoreline School District in the Seattle area, we had a possible sighting of a man with a gun who had an interaction, not a violent interaction, just a conversation with a school district employee who went in and they told police what happened, and 14 schools were shut down. In contrast, in Paris, hours later after the shooting, when they're still doing their manhunt, Holland, or I think he's the president, he's over there making a speech. There doesn't seem to be much, you know, protocol, you know, to keep everybody safe, quote, safe. You know, like how they ran over everybody in Boston and kept them in their homes, you know, going around putting everybody at gunpoint.
Yeah, that's the feds doing that, giving the orders to militarize and roll out the police and lock down half the city and drag women out of their homes that look nothing like the suspects. As just a raw exercise of power, and then it didn't even catch the other patsy. And the Boston bombing was a patsy operation. That's why he's pled not guilty and why they've had the FBI out executing witnesses in their homes. That's a great point. Good to hear from you, Aaron. Phyllis in Georgia. What I'm getting from the listeners is they don't buy the official story. They think it's a false flag. I cannot blame the listeners thinking that because so many false flags have been revealed. The problem is ISIS itself is the big kahuna false flag. You set up 200,000, they now admit that, 200,000 Western-funded fighters, a bunch of Westerners go and join it. It's given weapons by the West. It's going to leak out and start attacking Western countries. It's clear. They funded the same group to attack Libya. They took over there. They held up signs saying Damascus, Syria is next. Then they said Baghdad is next. The signs they're holding up now say Paris and London and New York are next. And they've got idiot camp followers that watch. Listen, I'm online. I know real stuff when I see it. There are real teenagers and young people that are ne'er-do-wells and aimless and have no future and want to be rock stars, and the way to be a rock star, it's being advertised, is join a jihad. It's a shake and bake. They are trying to hype up in the culture young people using their access to the Second Amendment to cause a jihad in this country, which will then be used to restrict the Second Amendment. The good news is most American Muslim youth are not biting because the tactics are known and are out there. So they go to Plan B, they try to get young Muslims to be involved in drills, then they set them up in the drill, kill them, have the real operation carried out, and then blame it on a corpse. And they'll do this with cops, they'll do it with veterans. Let me explain something. When they're done setting up the police state for Muslims, they're going to move on to veterans, patriots. That's always been the plan. Now that plan is revealed. That's why this is so important. We cannot allow the persecution of Muslims because it's wrong to persecute people, A. B, when they're done with them, baby, you better believe the Patriots the number one enemy of the New World Order. They're coming for us. And if they ever set me up and claim I want violence, you know it's bull. If I ever supposedly commit suicide, they killed me. I'm going to be taken out of this world kicking and screaming. I will have Darth Vader-level procedures done to stay alive. You understand? I'm not going to kill myself, and I'm not going to offensively go hurt anybody. Hypothetically, I don't think this would happen, but if some crazy cop, and they've got state law saying I can defend myself, pulled me over with my family, got out and said, I'm going to kill you, I would defend myself. That's not going to happen. One chance out of a billion. But that's it. I'm not offensively doing jack squat, just like Lexington and Concord. They didn't pull the trigger first, but the Redcoats marched up and said, turn your guns in. And the captain, it was the preacher, he said, forget his name, we can look up his famous words, recorded by the British as well. He said, men, we're not looking for trouble, we don't want a war, do not shoot first, as they were marching up screaming at them, but if they aim to have a war, it's going to start right here. They pull the trigger, it starts right here. And that's where I'm at. Arm yourself. Get ready to defend yourself. Prepare. But 90% of your energy should be trying to save things peacefully. Wake people up. 90% of our energy should be on waking up the police, the military, waking up the legislatures, waking up the judges, waking up the media, waking up people in government. Let me tell you something. I can criticize the CIA and the FBI all day, but there's a paradox there. I can criticize federal marshals and Secret Service and cops all day until you get out there in the real world. Let me give you a little newsflash, because I've experienced it in 20 years on air. I was so naive that when the FBI would give me restricted documents and things back in the late 90s, I thought it was a setup and that it wasn't real until years later it was declassified and I was given real documents by good people. That's how naive I was. I just thought, all bad. That's not how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Even if somebody isn't bad, I knew the system's bad, so I counted them as bad. That's how they want us to think. The people in the government are more awake than we are. Who do you think William Binney is? One of the top code breakers in history, on record. The head of a major NSA division, number 4 in the NSA, he went public. You need to understand, compared to the public, people in the government are more awake than the public. It's easy to hate the government all day. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-tyranny in government. And believe me, people in government are the ones under a thumb. They're the ones being persecuted. They're the ones being surveilled and pushed around to not expose the tyranny. They're the ones being witch hunted. They're the ones ready to work with us to restore the republic. That's why the globalists want to start a civil war with terror attacks to get a shooting war going before we peak fix things peacefully. You understand that? That's why they're busy trying to get militias to blow stuff up all over the country. Criminal elements of the FBI, BATF, and others. But it's not working because you know what happens? It gets leaked whenever the FBI is trying to do that or the BATF. And do you know who's leaking it? The BATF and the FBI, we have achieved victory level saturation of the truth in the system. You may have some go-along, get-along people in these agencies, but most of them don't want to overtly overthrow the country and sell out their own children. They now know what the New World Order means. So that's why I go off on this jag about not being offensively violent. That is exactly what the system wants. But, yeah, they're marching down the street with the military doing gun confiscation to the general public. It's going to start. And I'm not looking for it. I'm not asking for it. But if there's going to be a war, it'll start there on that day. And then I will be very sad because it'll be the police, the military, that take the brunt of this civil war that will look like the most violent civil war of history, times two. Because people like George Soros will sit it out in Switzerland laughing at the dumb Yanks. And that's what he calls Americans, Yanks. A known Nazi collaborator that has his agents crawling all over my operation right now. Think, I've talked about this many times, it really sticks in my craw that both my grandfathers served this country in World War II and both almost died in the Army Air Corps, and they've been dead a long time. One of them 11 years, one of them more than 20 years. They were great, good, hardworking men. And a Nazi collaborator basically runs this country and gets awards from the ADL and has his organizations all over the place trying to make stuff up and digging into what I'm up to and sending their people in and trying to mess with our operation. It's not right! It's not right that this country's so overrun with scum. They're a bunch of filth. I'm sick of it. And I don't want to see a race war start. I don't want to see a war on the police start because it's coming out of the New World Order and it's meant to burn this country down. But you know, this country is so immoral on average and so evil. I don't know if we have any hope sometimes. But then there's so many good people as well. It's a paradox. And I've now gone off on a jag. I'm going to skip this network break, but I got to quit skipping them or it'll bankrupt the show. I skip so many now. It's not even really a radio show, folks. It's just an emergency beacon where I'm here just trying to shake people out of their doldrums, out of their trance. This is so real. And I'll come back to Phyllis Joan, Jeff, Genevieve, is that right? Giovanni, a bunch of other people. This is something we can do something about. We can do something about GMO. We can do something about vaccines. We can do something about high fructose corn syrup. We can do something about their attacks, at least at that level. We can take control of so much in our own daily lives. Let's go ahead and go to this special report from last night's Nightly News with Anthony Gucciardi and others. It's a very important report. We've tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. We've posted it on Facebook. In fact, we'll put it up on screen, and I'll give you the title of it, Poison Makeover. Poison Makeover. And you can go to our Facebook and to our Twitter, and you can get the report. It's named High Fructose, the Secret Killer of the Masses. And I think that's an important headline, but it probably needs to be Consumer Alert, High Fructose Corn Syrup Name Changed. And this is really a consumer alert here, because we're winning this war, so the enemy's pulling a fast one. Let's go to this report.
For years, mega food manufacturers have told us to not look at the label or the ingredients of your product, and that high fructose corn syrup is perfectly safe. It's the same as sugar. You shouldn't even care, in fact, if you're eating regular sugar from fruit, then high fructose corn syrup is the same thing. But unfortunately for them, and fortunately for humanity, due to some recent studies I'm about to reveal to you, we have been looking and we have been concerned because we don't want to eat garbage and we don't want to feed our family mercury-laden high fructose corn syrup. And yes, it does contain mercury, as the Washington Post has shown. Specifically now, the corporations have lost the battle to such a degree that they're giving up and renaming high fructose corn syrup. So no longer are you even allowed to know, just like GMOs from Monsanto and other biotech industries, if you're eating high fructose corn syrup. They've gone now, and according to the Corn Growers Association, they have literally changed high fructose corn syrup just to fructose. And how do they possibly get away with that? They just say, well, it's the same thing. There's nothing wrong with that. And this is actually a quote from the Corn Growers Association. They say that the term fructose is now being used to denote a product that was previously known as high fructose corn syrup 90, meaning it's 90% pure fructose. Compare this to what is now termed the regular high fructose corn syrup, which contains either 42 or 55% fructose. And you'll easily know why General Mills and others are so eager to keep you in the dark. Now, specifically what we're saying here is that they're changing high fructose corn syrup to a less scary name, just regular fructose sugar. It's totally safe. The Washington Post, however, and other mainstream news outlets disagree. Let's look specifically here when it was found that high fructose corn syrup, not only is it unhealthy, and there's a new study explaining exactly why and how it's actually killing you and harming your reproduction and shortening your life, but specifically how it's contaminated with one of the most toxic, if not the most toxic, substances in the known world. Specifically here, we can look at the Washington Post article from 2009, where it says, almost half of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup contained mercury, which was also found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products, where high fructose corn syrup is the first or second highest labeled ingredient. This is according to two new studies. Now, specifically, they went to the store shelves. This wasn't some scam system. This was an independent actual analysis, and that's why we see real results. We don't see these things when Monsanto or major food corporations fund these studies to say that it's perfectly safe. And you've seen the commercials on television, on YouTube, when the ads play before the video, where they're feeding their families the ice cream and the cookies, and it says, high fructose corn syrup is so safe, it's the same as sugar. Well, as it turns out, they all actually contain these major brand names, about a third of them, and they only tested about 55. You can imagine about 90% of them, I would say, actually contained some form of contamination, maybe not mercury, but they all contained mercury in levels that were actually harmful. Specifically, here is a quote from one of the lead professors. Mercury is toxic in all its forms. Given how much high fructose corn syrup is consumed by children, it could be a significant additional source of mercury never before considered. We are calling for immediate changes by industry and the FDA to help stop this avoidable mercury contamination of the food supply. So specifically now, children are munching down on this garbage, which is bad for them anyway and contains high fructose corn syrup, which is shortening their lives. But they're also getting a major intake of mercury, and they've never factored this in before. And then they're saying, well, gee, what's going on? Why are all these kids getting cancer? Why are all these kids having signs of, you know, heavy metal overload and mercury overload? Why are all these kids getting other sources that we are intaking and not counting all of the high fructose corn syrup and watching them have, you know, childhood diseases that we've never had in the past 50 years? Well, it's pretty simple. And a new study just came out, actually, while I was looking into all this, I found from the University of Utah. And this is a major groundbreaking study, has been on the front page of many news outlets. However, it's interesting to see when the mainstream media won't actually talk about it, because they're, of course, sponsored in many cases by the food manufacturers, who have an ad right next to the article proclaiming how safe high fructose corn syrup is and how great their sugary sodas are. So let's look at this article specifically. Fructose more toxic than table sugar in mice. There it is, plainly stated from the University out of Utah. When University of Utah biologists fed mice sugar in doses proportional to what many people eat, the fructose-glucose mixture found in high fructose corn syrup was more toxic than sucrose or table sugar, reducing both the reproduction and lifespan of female rodents. There it is. And they don't even mention that it contains mercury. Is it the mercury doing this? Is it the other contamination? Is it the genetically modified ingredients that go into the corn that makes high fructose corn syrup? Because remember, a large portion of the corn supply, in addition to soy and other crops, are genetically modified. So are we being hit by the mercury, the GMOs, or the very constituents that make up high fructose corn syrup? Let's continue reading. This is the most robust study showing there is a difference between high fructose corn syrup and table sugar at human relevant doses, coming from a biology professor, Wayne Potts, who is the senior author of the study. Now, we've known this for quite some time, and Princeton also said this back, I believe, in 2010, and they were ostracized from the medical community, saying high fructose corn syrup is perfectly safe. And that's what those campaigns came from, because everyone hates high fructose corn syrup. And you talk to anyone that cuts that out of their diet, they're instantly losing weight, feeling better, overall getting up in the morning and actually thinking, what's happening? Oh, wait, I'm not dosing myself with GMOs, mercury, and other constituents that make up high fructose corn syrup. The bottom line, however, is that we are achieving victory, because in reality, these corporations are being forced to run away from the truth. They're being forced to run away from the reality that they're pumping garbage into their products. They know that you know, and you're not going to buy it anymore. That's why they're rebranding it. It actually should be hailed as a victory. These studies coming out is public information and public knowledge growing. And the corporations, they're running behind their darkness, their shield and their cape of darkness, running away from you because you're actually making a difference. You are the activist when you don't buy this garbage. So overall, I would say this is a victory. I would say spread the word, share the information. When this is up on Infowars.com tomorrow in the very early morning and afternoon, share this information. Because if you are unknowingly eating high fructose corn syrup, or your friends and family or your kids are eating high fructose corn syrup under this new name, fructose, and you can share these articles as well to let people know, then they have no idea that they're getting mercury, GMOs, and other garbage in their body on a daily basis that is making them sick, fat, and giving them cancer. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and it's essential to protect your health, and it's great that we're defunding these worthless corporations that are just plugging us full of total garbage.
I tell you, what a team we've got with Darren McBreen and Anthony Gucciardi and Adan Salazar and Nico Acosta and Rob Dew and John Bowne and Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo, and I just can't, and David Knight. The list just goes on and on. I know I'm leaving people out of there. Marcos Morales, Josh Owens, Rob Jacobson, all the support crew, everybody, just everybody. I need to have like a big group broadcast sometime in the big studio with all the crew that makes the InfoWar possible. But Gucciardi did that. Teleprompter free. And basically no takes. You know, they stopped and started a few times for him to get his articles in his hand, but he just went off the cuff with the research, with the knowledge. That's why it came off so much more credible than somebody reading off a teleprompter. Folks know when they look at the teleprompter and read to them that it's canned. There's no teleprompters around here. We have computer screens that'll show what's on television so we can watch a clip or see an article. But we're just telling you the facts. And it makes me physically angry that I have to go through hell and high water and tell my children no, 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 no all the time and be neurotic at restaurants and ask them, what's in this drink? What's in this dessert? If I'm going to give them dessert. And I have to call the chef out. And they go, oh, there's no additives. And I go, oh, really? Let me see. Oh, we're sorry. So there is high fructose corn syrup in the pumpkin pie. And I'm just like, can't I just have some pumpkin pie? I have to spend all this time and energy dodging this stuff. It's garbage, folks. It'll kill you. They grow it with toxic fertilizers that they have waivers to use in corn production that are full of Grignard reagents, lead, mercury, arsenic, in levels way above swordfish, way above blue tuna, bluefin tuna. I mean, you wonder why the kids are so... You wonder people are 30 years old getting Alzheimer's now. Everywhere I go, there's people with neurological disorders. It's just a wreck. I look at people's kids. I can always tell they're vaccinating them. The kids look like they're brain dead, look like little dead zombies. I want to just warn them. Sometimes I do it. I go, hi, how you doing? How's your daughter? How old is she? They're like, oh, she's 3. You taking a lot of vaccines? And they're like, yeah, she just got one last week. And I'm like, well, you better look into those. She goes, why are you asking? It just happened like a week ago. I was on an elevator. And I said, sir, they really hurt your children. Just, how's your daughter doing? And it freaks them out. Because I'm not even saying, hey, you hurt your kid. I'm walking up to pregnant women at restaurants saying don't vaccinate. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. You understand it? I've broken your conditioning. I know you're murdering people. You scum. You filth. You trash. Do you know how much mercury is in anything with high fructose corn syrup? Everything the Washington Post tested. And there's just freaking hundreds of these studies. Hundreds of them. Everything had mercury and lead in high levels. You might as well just put mercury drops in your kid's food. You give them high fructose corn syrup. And I have to go, I mean, I can't tell you how many birthday parties I take my kids to, and they got Blue Bell ice cream that I grew up eating. And it's got high fructose corn syrup. They go, Dad, can I have some vanilla? I'm like, sorry, you can't. You wanted to go to the birthday party. I told you, we ain't eating lead, okay? And it's not that I'm some health nut. I don't want my kids having a neurological disorder when they're 25 and then burying them when they're 40. I'm pissed. Excuse me. And I'm not usually talking like this, but the reason I have trouble even coming on air these days is I'm done. Okay, I'm right about all this. We're right about it. We're warning you. We're not heroes. It's common sense to warn everybody and to be upset about this. And now, fructose, I guess just means plant sugar, so now they're going to call it fructose when it's high fructose. What you don't want is high fructose corn sugar, as best I've researched. And I've talked to the medical doctors, you name it. I got a guest coming up. I'm going to go to break and go to Phyllis. And actually, Joan's been holding the longest, and then Jeff, and then Phyllis, and Giovanni, and everybody else I'll get to. And I meant to go to your calls. I went to some of them. I just kind of go off on a jag because this isn't a radio broadcast. It's not me. It's really upsetting that they're doing this, and they've got us used to it. We're supposed to be calm about it. Well, you know what? I'm not calm about it. I'm not calm about it. I'm not calm about the government trying to cause a civil war or funding racist groups on both sides. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of crooks ruling over us. None of us are safe. Please support the broadcast. Spread the word about the free podcast, the free video feeds, and Infowars.com/show. 20 people can use each PrisonPlanet.tv membership. They're $5.95 a month, or get them for $2 and change if you sign up for a year. It's a great way to reach out to folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, $2.50 a month, 12 cents a person. PrisonPlanet.tv. And all the great nutraceuticals, stuff like X2, Nation Iodine, that's known to pure out to take all the garbage out of you. It's just an amazing thing for me and my family. It's all at InfoWarsLife.com. And you're funding the very tip of the spear. Stay with us. Third hour coming up with a big whistleblower.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
A lot more. I got to get settled down now. This is a very serious interview coming up.
GCNLive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.